What's going on, everybody? This is Turbo with Barroom Debates. It's a little different. We'll have to say this is more or less a State of the Union, not a full-fledged podcast. Because if you're fortunate enough, you get to actually watch this via video. Yes, we here at Barroom Debates just invested into a new, brand new laptop. Brand new camera, brand new audio infuser, got a brand new tripod, got a couple new XLR cables. I actually got the ring light going on right now. Thank you to Allison and Jason for that. So, yeah, like I said, we're updating. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Me and Matt do plan on finishing the Barroom Debate beer bracket. It's been 4 long years. A pandemic, it's been a whole election cycle, and we're going to finally finish it. I mean, it's just really hard for me and Matt to get up nowadays, considering the fact that he lives in Clarksville. Him, Corinne, and Stanley are living their best life on the lake, and, you know, I'm up here in Richmond just doing single guy stuff, so it's hard for us to get together, but when we do, y'all know it's great, I know it's great. It's going to be awesome. We can't wait to finish the beer bracket. But in between then, I really would like to do a couple garage debates because old Marky Mark, who's been on past episodes with Dad, if anyone remembers the Christmas trivia and their arguments, he's actually living that RV life, just going around the world in a really baller-ass RV, just going around, driving around, seeing the world. But he will be back in the Richmond area in the next couple weeks, because he does umpiring for college baseball, so he is going to be up and down the East Coast, but he'll be parking the RV down here and rolling around, so it'd be nice to have him back in town, have fun, tell us about his adventures. And then, of course, you know, Dad loves doing the podcast and us doing it in the garage. It's a really good time. Let's see, what else? Yeah, I had to write out a list. But with all this good news, I do have a set of bad news. After me and Matt finish the bracket, Barroom Debates will officially be done. There will be no more Barroom Debates as it is. It's very disappointing. But it, like I said earlier, it's very hard for me and him to get together in life to, you know, just to record episodes. I mean, I work a lot. I mean, he's got a wife and kids, and he also works a lot as well. So it's really hard when, you know, we live 100 miles apart to, you know, get together and consistently do a podcast. But I will say, between now and then, we're going to lay down some good stuff. Hopefully I get good at editing on the camera. That's really messing me up. I mean, this is like, I can't tell you how many times I've done this. And if you're actually seeing this version from February the 6th, then it's been like the 10th time I've tried to record this. Something goes wrong or I get impatient. So I'm really buckling down on this one and trying really, really, really hard. But, yeah. So, I mean, it's really sad. It's really disappointing, but it's just one of those things. And, me and Matt's still a great friend. We still talk all the time, but when one, where they always say some dumb shit, what is it, a door closes and a window opens, so not everything's ready to go yet when it comes to this door opening, but, I mean, like I said, we've spent a lot in equipment, so we're going to use it. So Barroom Debates will be ending, and then I will be launching a podcast in the weeks afterwards. I got a name, I got a logo. I mean, I don't want to call it my solo podcast. I don't want to say I'm going out alone, because I already have a few people in mind that are going to be coming on the show, and hopefully they will be regular hosts with me. And we've got a lot of people interested in coming on and talking. I mean, I'm a big, if anyone follows me, they know I'm at a bar. So I know a lot of bartenders. I know a lot of people in the service industry, and they would love to come on. And actually, I mean, going to stop calling it Barroom Debates when I actually start having bartenders on the show, and probably a lot of them pretty regularly. So, I mean, but it's time to rebrand, do something different. Matt is 110% behind me with this, and to be honest with you, he's still my confidant. I don't really make any podcast moves. I know it's a weird way to say it. It's like I don't make any podcast moves without his approval, but it's more or less like, hey, is this, like, he's a confidant at this point. He's like, I really rely on him on a lot of stuff, and he's always giving me good ideas. I mean, we've already talked about the name of the new podcast, and he thinks it's a great name. It's a good name. It's going to be a great logo. I've worked on a couple of different things. There's going to be some decals coming up. Hopefully we get to the point where we can actually sell some merchandise. That would be fun, but I really like doing this as a hobby. I don't plan on making money. I want to make money. Don't get me wrong, but that's not the plan. That's not the goal. It's really just to have fun. It's a really good excuse to get a bunch of people together and just have fun. Especially with football season coming to an end, it's going to be a good excuse to be like, hey, like Sunday ain't nothing going on. We don't do that. Let's lay down a couple podcast episodes. Let's crack up some beers. Let's talk some shit. I mean, let's do some Sunday Funday nonsense. So I'm really excited about the people that are going to be here, that's going to be on the direction we're going to go. I'm not going to have a real social media behind it as of yet. I mean, I'm going to have an Instagram and stuff like that for it. But right now we're actually going to and kind of the main inspiration of me doing my own thing and going my own way is in recent months, for some reason, my Instagram has gone semi-viral. I mean, I think as of today, I have like 12,600 followers. I just been posting some just mostly drunk ass memes, or memes about being single, mostly using the cap cut stuff. The cap cut stuff, and people seem to like it. So I guess if I can transfer that humor over to my podcast or the podcast, hopefully it's going to be a good success. It's going to be a great thing. It's going to be a good time. And, with the new podcast, it's pretty much the same thing just without Matt. And like I said, Barroom Debates was more or less his baby. It was his idea. He came to me about it. So I don't really want to use the name and use something that he can't be a part of. I mean, like I said, it was his baby. So I mean, this is mine, but he's going to help me. He's going to help me out a lot, and he's still going to be on. I don't know how often. And of course, like I said, if y'all know me, I got the Bluetooth on my mixer, so we can call him and bug him whenever he wants if he picks up. But like I said, the podcast, it's going to be just mostly drinking, sports, just a lot of silly nonsense. We're not going to get into politics. We're not going to do no presidential talks unless it's some funny shit they do. Not going to really get into any like global politics. I keep up with it. I don't want to talk about it. Y'all don't want to hear me talk about it. So we're not going to, no, we're going to talk shit. We're going to drink alcohol. You know, in Virginia, it is decriminalized. So we can, if we want, we're going to smoke. I don't smoke just because I have no tolerance. I'm a bitch about that stuff. One hit and I'll pass out. So, I mean, but I'm really excited for the next steps that I'm going to take in this podcasting world, that my new Instagram followers, the people that I'm bringing on to be potential weekly hosts. I got ideas, you know, just to change things up, do stuff different. So, cause I know me, it's going to be a lot of alcohol and a lot of sports. And there's a time and place for all that, but you know, there's some breaking up. I have a lot of great people in my life that do a lot of interesting stuff and are into interesting stuff. So hopefully we're going to have them on and just, you know, hopefully bend their ear a little bit on that kind of things. And like, personally, I would love to do the whole Dungeons and Dragons stuff. I love Dungeons and Dragons as much as I love, you know, my Dallas Cowboys and my Michigan Wolverines and my LA Dodgers. I mean, that's a Dungeons and Dragons hat right here. I mean, so, and then like I said, we got NASCAR coming up. I got a lot of NASCAR friends. Like I said, there's some NASCAR hats down here. So, I mean, it's not just going to be all football and beer. I mean, it's going to be a lot of football and beer, but, you know, and then sports gambling's gotten huge. So I don't want it to turn into a bar stool just because we can't compete. We can't hang. Those guys are fucking hilarious, but it's going to probably happen. A lot of alcohol, a lot of football talk, a lot of debate. So That's what happens when you get a bunch of dudes in a room just shooting the shit. But, you know, hopefully we get some girls on here. I would love that. Just have some diversity, have a little different topic, a little point of view, especially when it comes to the single life living in Richmond. Please come and give me some advice. I'm bad. I'm bad on a good day. So, yeah, it's kind of more the state of the union of where barroom debates is at. And unfortunately, it's ending. But, you know, people ask me all the time. I mean, it's not really a lot of people, but it's, you know, it's the same core group of people. When are you going to finish the bracket? When are you going to finish the bracket? Well, the bracket's going to get finished. We're going to do it in March, so. And I can't wait to even talk about more about what's going to happen and drop some hints and some clues about the next stage of me podcasting and the new people and the new ideas. It's really exciting. Like I said, I have all this equipment. It's time to use it. It's time to break it out. My biggest thing right now is, am I going to get two more mics? Because I have four microphones right now. But my mixer can do six. So am I going to get six? I've never had six on the podcast. It seems like a lot. I don't know. Like I said, like the audio editing is super easy, but now I got video, like, and I have, how's that going to work out? So, I mean, this is just it's going to be a headache, but it's going to be one of those labor loves where hopefully it all comes out. Hopefully I'll like it. If not, whatever, like, I still like doing this. My friends still like it when I bring the equipment out. So, I mean, like I said, and summer's coming up, so hopefully a lot of outdoor ones. It's just a lot of just day drinking and see where the day goes. So, yeah, like, I can't wait. And you're going to see a lot of more updates on my Instagram, which is TurboTom, a.k.a. Thor. That is T-U-R. I can't even talk right now. I'm not editing that out because, I mean, this is what we do. It's Instagram, which is TurboTom, a.k.a. Thor. TurboTom, a.k.a. Thor. So that's where I'm going to be posting most of my stuff. I mean, I got a TikTok under the same banner. And, of course, a lot of my stuff that I post to Instagram goes straight to Facebook. But, I mean, who's really, Facebook's all, it's just become just a giant, what's Facebook, what is it? It's just a giant birthday app at this point. Like, that's all it is. And if that's the only reason why you're using it, just put all your birthdays into a Google calendar and set a reminder, and you don't need to, like, that's all it is. You go through mine, it's just a bunch of people wishing me happy birthday every September 26th. It ain't nothing. But, yeah, like I said, my Instagram, TurboTom, a.k.a. Thor, is where you can catch up most of the debate, most of the updates, because all the barroom debate social media is why I've tried to get on it. Ah, there it goes. There's a little timestamp right there. It's kind of weird how I got to figure that out. My camera only does like 13 minutes at a time, and then like it kicks off. So I got to figure that out. Maybe I got to update the camera and I don't even know it. So we'll see how it goes. We see what's going on. But like I said, any questions about barroom debate, just come to my Instagram. You can message me. I don't care. I don't get to all of them very quick, but I also don't get a lot unless you're Jordan, Mo, Nathan, Travis, Jason, and sometimes Allison and Eric. Those are the people that we always just send each other, you know, just reels. But yeah, like I said, it's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope y'all like what's coming up next, and I'm really excited about the video aspect of this. I really am. It's the next chronological step, especially because I don't know where we're really going to be doing these at, because I'm actually in the process of, you know, finding a new place to live. Am I going to do it there with my new roommate? Like, and I know we're going to have some garage debates, so that's going to be fun. Little motifs to just, you know. Old man garage, just drinking beer, talking shit, because I know we have an oyster roast coming up, so hopefully I can get everything at least worked out so I can actually lay down an episode. We'll probably lay down like four or five episodes that night, so we're going to have some stuff to carry us on between now and the beer bracket, and then also into what I'm going to be working on, which I'm excited about. Really am. I'm really excited. I'm really glad the people actually want me to do this. People ask me to do this. I mean, like I said, it's not a lot. It's only a handful. I can probably count them on two hands. But it's kind of interesting that people actually ask me, like, hey, like, you should do it again, or you should bring it back up, or I heard you're going to start doing your own thing. So, I mean, I'm really grateful that, like I said, even the 12,000 people that follow me on Instagram that think I'm funny, you know, the people in my lives that think I'm funny, or that enjoy me just saying shit. I know this really isn't a funny podcast, but this is, like I said, more of a State of the Union. Not a lot of jokes at those, but, yeah, like I said, I'm excited. I know my dad's ready to lay down some episodes, and I know the two people that I think are going to be our regular people of the next podcast, they're super excited and they're super ready, so I can't wait. Like I said, I got the soundboard ready, so I guess with that, I'll see y'all later. I got to make that a little longer. Got to press it a couple times, get clapped out. Woo! I'll see y'all around. Thanks, guys.